Books of the Bible. The book of Ecclesiastes is a philosophical and poetic reflection on life. The author teaches that no matter what, all men die and face God's judgment. Life, then, is full of vanity and despair. Anything that is pursued for its own sake is meaningless. But if we pursue God above all else, we can enjoy even mundane things as gifts from God. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
As the world turns insane.
So she was designated, assigned, observed male at birth. She had this one headband she was completely observed to that she felt, I look back on it now and think to myself, gosh, I wonder when she put that headband on, she thought to herself, people see me for who I am. No one's going to misgender me now.
Yes. Yes. Very scientific, Mom. This man, that is tragic. I'm sorry. There should be a Christian outrage to hearing that's a parent of a child who changed their little boy into a girl because the little boy wore a headband that apparently girls wear, which, by the way, we don't have boy and girl things anymore. Those are just cultural constructs. We're using those as markers to determine whether your kid is the right gender and then put them through years of torture. Manzilla. That's the type of testing that they do. It's all conversational. How do you feel? Man, I feel like a woman. All right, let's do it. Everybody, let's get the surgical room prepared. I'll write the prescription so that we can get the hormone blockers going. That's how you do it. Somebody feels a certain way. This is the type of testing that all too often happens with brutal consequences in the mental health industrial complex. Dr. Greg Gifford, he's one of our fellows here at Fortis Institute. He's written a book. It is coming out May 27th is, I think, when the book hits, give or take, something like that. And it is a blockbuster because it exposes that mental health is simply not scientific. He shares a story of his son fidgeting in class. No, imagine that. He's 13 years old and he's got ants in his pants and he can't sit still. Oh, I know here's the other marker that clearly the kid has some sort of educational deficiency. Didn't always sign his name on his papers. Oh, wow, that's really scientific. And then when they encouraged Greg to take his son to get tested for this struggle that their son was having, where did they take him for testing? You say, well, the hospital? No. Was it a medical facility? No. It was to the school psychiatrist who asked the kid some questions, observed while he maybe did some math equations, all observational. And Greg rightly asked the question, so when do the tests start? Well, these are the tests. Well, what about hair, blood, urinalysis, something, CAT scan, MRI, something? Before you label my child from the DSM-5? It is not medical. It is observational. Can't wait for Greg's book to come out. I'm telling you, it's going to be a blockbuster. And Greg also, it's being released in the month of May because that's Mental Health Month. And Greg is also going to be doing a webinar. More details later, but he's basically going to allow everybody to ask whatever question they want to ask. And I suspect it's going to have a lot of it is going to have to do with the issue of psychotropics and kids and the medications that are being prescribed for people with anxiety and depression, which is all a sign that our nation is struggling. In fact, could it be that our society is dying from suicide? The most important news.com. Civilizations die from suicide. Here are 16 signs our society is doing exactly that. In the mid-20th century, a historian who studied the varying fates of 28 societies, so look back sociologically over history as best we can, And he concluded civilizations die from suicide, not from murder. In other words, a nation dies on the inside, not the outside. It isn't usually, sometimes a hostile invader most certainly can, but the reason most likely that that barbarian is successful is because the nation is weakened on the inside. And when I was reading through this list, I went, whoa, this isn't good. All of the markers that other societies that used to stand tall, that are now shriveled, it looks like America's got them. Now, please note, I know that there's a lot of excitement right now, and I think we should be excited, quite honestly. It's been quite a week, hasn't it? There's many things to celebrate. I think there were at least three pro-life things that the president did his first week, spoke at the March for Life rally. All positive. Mexico City, which they call the gag law, which doesn't send our money overseas so that people can take the lives of their children and we pay for it. All really good stuff, but no legislation will change a human heart. And the ideologies and the social factors that are leading a nation to start to just darker and darker and darker morally. How we treat one another? Somebody needs to do a study on this. I wish somebody had 20 years ago walked, just taken a walk in the park. And after walking by 100 people, how many people made eye contact and said, hey, how you doing? Nice day, huh? Hey, they're putting in some new pavers up there. We used to do that. Now, I'll bet the number is wildly less. We don't talk to each other, the interaction, the care, seems like the love for one another is growing cold. I've heard that someplace. Nevertheless, the human heart can only be transformed by the regenerating work of God. And so as we celebrate the good things that we see happening, let's not be deceived. Nobody gets saved from that. Furthermore, nobody's heart really gets changed. Unless somebody has an internal compass that guides them morally, there needs to be an external force. That is just the way that it always has worked and always will work. And if we don't see more changed hearts, we're just going to need more and more laws, more and more legislation, and we better hope that there's a good person leading it so that they make more good decisions than bad decisions. This isn't to be a party pooper, but let's be realists. Our civilization is hurting, starting with from the 16 signs of societies that crumble, suicide rates, the literal suicide rates, that people don't have a reason to live. I think another, probably in this list, yep, the number two, there it is, the birth rate. That is a sign of a nation that isn't hopeful. That's the sign of a nation that fears having children because I don't want to bring a kid into this miserable world that I'm experiencing. That's a sign of national death. Number three, we're rejecting the traditional family unit. That shouldn't be a shocker that that's what happens in nations. When families are broken up, when marriage is held in low esteem, the nation goes crumbling right after the family. Four, instead of valuing our kids, we're becoming an anti-child society. And it's more than just not having kids. It's the way that we're treating children now. We're letting children go under a knife. We're letting children watch pornography. And we've got corporations that are suing that they've got the right to free speech so that a six-year-old can watch what, well, nobody should be watching, frankly. That's how we treat. This is not a society that loves children. A society that doesn't want children to have a mom and a dad, that's not a society that loves children. And that is a sign that this is a nation that is... Here's one I know this is controversial, but nevertheless, a society that creates it so that both parents have to work, then what do? Somebody else has to watch their child. Now, if it's family, I think that's cool. Nevertheless, it's still not the ideal. It's good. But it's not the ideal. But how many parents have to send their kids to daycare? Can't we all agree it's better if parents are home taking care of their child? At least one of them? Biblically, we would say the mother. Number five, the number of abortions. It's actually higher now than it was before Roe v. Wade was overturned. Did you know that? Well, it's true. And a lot of it has to do with the use of abortifacients, oral contraceptives. That's not a nation that loves children. And these are just very, very bad signs. Tissue from aborted fetuses used for experiments. By the way, there's another good thing that happened, that David DeLeiden, apparently the charges against him were dropped. If that isn't just like perhaps the best example, the dude who went in undercover to discover that the docs are talking about how they sell baby parts for money, and Kamala Harris goes after him. Wow. Wow. What a world. What a world. Which perhaps is just another marker of a society that's in really big trouble. Violent videos. The border. That's another sign. A criminal system that doesn't punish evildoers, kids that are committing serious crimes. These are all markers that while we celebrate the good things that we're seeing this week, let's do that. Let's celebrate. But let's not forget, politics does not change the human heart, and it certainly doesn't change eternity. That's the job of you and me, the church. This is Wretched Radio.
Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. Thanks to faithful supporters just like you, our new Fortis Institute podcasts aren't just reaching people, they're making waves. Every single one of our new shows ranks at least in the top 10% of all podcasts worldwide, some climbing even higher than that. From Integrated with Dr. John Krotz to Way of Manhood with Dr. Adam Tyson, these programs are doing exactly what they were intended to do. They're touching lives and they're transforming hearts. But here's the thing, we can't continue this vital work without your help. As we face this brave new world together, I want to ask if you would consider joining us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Only if you're already faithfully giving to your local church, though, and not strapped by any type of unmanaged debt. If those areas in your life are in order, would you consider joining us? Because your support will help us produce even more life-changing content. Just visit FortisInstitute.org right now. That's FortisInstitute.org. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
The life issue. We cannot disengage from the battle. And there is a way that you can win a life and rescue a soldier who's about to be executed through abortion. Preborn.org/wretched. Ultrasounds still save lives. These pregnancy centers that progressives would love to shut down or arrest people for praying in front of abortuaries, they're still doing excellent work and babies are still being rescued. This is a tangible way to save a life. An ultrasound is $28. 80% of the time, mom chooses life. Want to engage in the battle? This ain't about politics. This is about saving those who are staggering to the slaughter, period. Preborn.org/wretched. Preborn.org/wretched.
Big news from Fortis Institute. You know how we have eight fellows already bringing you free daily content at fortisplus.org? Well, starting February 7th, our very first fellowette will make her debut. Libby Glossett, one of the finest biblical counselors in the entire country, is coming on board. And you know, people might think we're trying to add a woman's voice to check some type of boxes or appease the feminists, but the truth is, we found one of this country's most incredible biblical counselors who just happens to be a woman. And her way of applying God's word to real life is extremely powerful. She'll be launching a weekly podcast and creating resources just for women. So if there's a woman in your life looking for solid biblical teaching, tell them to mark their calendars for February 7th and head to FortisPlus.org or go ahead and download Fortis Plus on their mobile device right now and be ready for Libby Glossin. FortisPlus.org.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teaches us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called the wisdom of God. The wisdom of man says we can earn God's favor through good works, but the wisdom of God is made known in Jesus Christ, God in human flesh. put to death on the cross to grant us forgiveness we cannot earn. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
No, this is not the same opening.
As the world turns. Insane.
The students ask the other teacher if I'm a boy or a girl. And the teacher was like, does it matter? They're like, no, I just can't figure it out. That's the goal.
That's the goal. Indeed it is. Jimmy, did we ever play that video here on Wretched Radio? It was the woman, she did a TikTok thing or something, where she filmed herself acting like a teacher who came out to her students that she's straight.
Yeah, we did. I remember that.
Kids, this has been hard for me, but I made a decision that I need to let the world know I'm straight. And then everybody applauds for the teacher who came out as straight. What a world, what a world. The signs, they seem to be everywhere that we are a nation in need of regeneration. Hey, that ain't bad right there. That would mean, I think, right, we're a nation in need of regeneration. I could probably write a kid's jingle, what I could do. Poetry like that, the signs that our country, it's rotting from the inside, which is usually where nations crumble internally, at least according to sociologists. When they look back over history, they discover nations get weaker because the people change. And I think a big part of it, it's not the only thing. And I think we've talked about this before on Wretched Radio, that when a society becomes more affluent, It was something like parents who struggled become good citizens, but when they become successful, then they download that success and bless their kids with it, which is a good thing, but it doesn't make the kids good citizens. In other words, hard work and struggle make you a good citizen. When it's easy, when it's kickback, when there are little expectations, that doesn't make for good citizens. And I think we're seeing, it doesn't mean that you can't amass some form of wealth. That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying that if we make our kids' lives so easy that they don't have to work, appreciate it, all of these things that we observe in younger generations, I think a big part of it is because we've made life too easy. There's got to be, a pendulum can swing. Because I understand, you know, when I was your age and we want better for our kids, that's a good thing. But maybe too much of a good thing is actually a bad thing. By the way, if you would like to be helped in your journey to be a godly man, Way of Manhood podcast with Adam Tyson, get it, put it into your ears, listen to it, apply it. You will grow. You will become more mature. You won't be as confused about reality and life and decisions, where you're going, what the destination is, what this is all about. I can't commend it enough. Adam Tyson, Way of Manhood. You can get it wherever you do your podcast business. You can also get it on the Fortis app at fortisplus.org. I added to the list of the 16 signs that a nation crumbles from the inside what those signs are. This particular list, this is number 12 from the list of signs that a nation is in big trouble. They cite technology because of the distracted nature of technology, that we're dominated by something else, that we have become a slave to technology, which takes our eyes off of, you know, life. Number 13, just like ancient Greece and Rome, we've allowed sexual immorality to run rampant. Yep. Did you know that there are now 795,000 registered sex offenders in this country? 795,000. Number 16, thousands of churches have been permanently shutting down all over America. That's not necessarily a bad thing, mind you, but it's a part of a bigger trend. Good churches, bad churches, they're just struggling out there. I added some more. How's about truth? It's up for grabs. What is truth? How can you live in a world when you're told that yellow is purple, broken families, divorce is rampant. All signs that we're a nation in trouble. This is an article from the New York Times. Sometimes it's instructive to read unbelievers to try to understand what they're thinking and what they're experiencing. This is a message for girls about womanhood from the New York Times. Today's dominant cultural and social messages about womanhood are especially bleak. She regularly hears it's literally impossible to be a woman. Ooh. All righty. We thought young men were the only ones that were struggling. Girlhood and female adolescence are treated like hurdles to overcome and route to a lifetime of persisting. Looming womanhood is something to stress over. A matrix of dire statistics about sexual violence, unwanted pregnancies, exacerbated by scare stories on social media. Girls are repeatedly told how women are discriminated against and abused, the victims of toxic masculinity. They hear about the pay gap, the lack of affordable childcare, and women are feeling like, yikes, do I have a chance? From Z Times, given this grim outlook, who wouldn't bemoan or regret her sex? This is another sign of a hurting world. When women feel terrified to be a woman, if this article is representative of others, and I suspect that it is, then we have a cultural issue. And again, I'm sorry, politics isn't going to fix this problem. Quote, girls are already feeling stymied and dispirited. According to a 2023 survey, this is 17,500 girls, their self-confidence has plunged. Anxiety up. From the Centers of Disease Control, 53% of girls reported extreme depressive symptoms. What do we do with all of this? We see a society that is crumbling. Do we want to fix a society? Well, it's not our primary goal. It happens to be an effect of what should be our primary task. And that is the task of evangelism. That is the task of making disciples. That is the task of being a light. That's the task of being salty in a world. They're needing it. And I'm telling you, right now is the time for you, maybe for the first time, to engage somebody in a spiritual conversation. Hey, I was listening to this dopey dude on a podcast, a radio program called, well, it doesn't matter, because maybe Wretched would be a little frightening for them. And they were talking about a New York Times article where the women are just really, really scared about being women. Do you ever feel like that? What do you think about something like where the depression rate is so high for women? That they're scared of the future. Do you ever feel that way? The door is open. And I'm telling you, people are desperate. I got it right here. Look at that. You'd think that we were organized. No, we wouldn't, Friel. This is from Christian Daily. There's a Bible app called YouVersion. They had 798,000 installations in one day. In one day. Largest increase in installs in nations in Africa, Asia, the Middle East. 198% increase in Ethiopia. 94% increase in app downloads in Egypt. Turkey, up 76%. Ghana, 65%. On and up, 48% in Pakistan. On and on it goes. The world is heavy. And they're looking for something light. And I don't mean it doesn't weigh much. They want some hope. And who has the market cornered on hope? We do. We literally have the market cornered on hope. We're the only ones who can actually offer hope to people. Because this is a world. Headline, emotional support robot. Romi, R-O-M-I, Romi, helps people fight loneliness and depression. But it comes at a hefty price tag. It is an artificial intelligence robot that can fit in the palm of your hand to provide comfort and understanding to users. Isn't that what they're advertising on TV? You just talk to it. Say anything you want. Tell them how you're feeling. And the computer has a chat with you. So Sorry, that's not going to work for humans. We need humans. That's the we need humans. Humans need humans. People who need people. We can't get by with robots and artificial technology. But people for $570 with a $12 a month subscription fee can have themselves an electronic friend. For the rising problem of isolation, as a third of Americans feel lonely at least once a week. USA Today, feeling lonely? Here's how to cope. And this is what they say, by the way. Find your authentic self. Oh. How to have some self-discovery. Okay, here's what I discovered. My authentic self is lonely. They got nothing. They got nothing to help people. The gospel does. Maybe now, more than ever, it would be easy for you to actually share great news. What do you say, Christian? Until tomorrow, go serve your king.